Good morning. When church started, I got a little nervous because I felt like I was in my own wedding. Because I was sitting on one side of the church and everybody else is sitting on the bride's side of the church. So I got really nervous. But it's good to be here. And thank you for this opportunity to share fellowship with you today. I'm really excited about that. Okay. I bring you greetings from the Formation Office in Western Theological Seminary and from President Brown. Please pray with me. Father, I thank you so much for this morning and for this opportunity to share your word. Lord, I declare that this is your word, and I'm just a vessel. So I pray that you would speak through me, and Lord, speak to every individual in this room, including myself. Holy Spirit, I invite you into this space. And I pray that you would just use all of us for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. The passage for our consideration this morning is from Psalm 137. The book of Psalms, 137, the first six verses. Psalm 137, 1 through 6. Please listen to the words of God. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who took us captive ask of us a song. And those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skills. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. This is the word of God. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? This is what the people of God were thinking when they had the opportunity to tell of the God that they worship. They were so troubled because living in captivity by the Babylonians just troubled their spirits. And because it troubled their spirit, they don't think of anything else but their trouble. And I think each of us in this room can identify with that. If you were in a situation that you don't like, it torments your spirit. It disturbs you to the point where sometimes you can't even sleep. And so this is where they found themselves, the people of God. Because of their torment, they had forgotten who their God was. And so they ask, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? The topic for our consideration this morning is Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord a new song. What does it mean to sing unto the Lord a new song? Have you ever been, I think most of us in this room have been to a job interview where you have one or two people sitting across a table from you, and then one person will look at you and go, "Max, why don't you tell us about yourself? What did you do?" If that opportunity, what would you do if that opportunity was presented to you where you walk into a job interview and the interviewers are asking you, "Tell us about yourself"? What would you do? Would you take the opportunity to really give them everything about yourself? Or would you say, "I don't have to brag about myself, so I'm just going to give them a little bit of who I am"? If this is a job that you truly want, how would you go about it, telling them about yourself? I know what I will do, because this is the time that I feel like I have to gloat. I have to tell you what I have done. I have to tell you what my qualifications are. I have to tell you what I can do in that job for the company. I have to tell you how I can conjure magic, because the budget that you give me, I will work with that budget and beyond that to make sure that we are profitable. This is where I will tell you what I've done in my past, the companies that I've worked for, the teams that I've built, all the things that I've done. This is an opportunity for me to tell you that once in my life, I took a job where they were not making money. They were losing about $700,000. And the budget that I was given that year, it was a school year, so it's a 9-month period. But I was able to turn that budget around in 9 months and made about $600,000 in addition to the $700,000 that we were losing. If I ever get that opportunity anywhere, I know that I will be hired. Not because I can brag about myself, but it's because I can bring to you what I have done in my past. So when the people of God were confronted with the idea of "sing us one of your songs from Zion," I think they were concentrating too much on their misery. They were concentrating too much on the fact that where they were was not where they wanted to be, and so they couldn't speak about the goodness of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, as Christians in this world, you are not going to like where you are all the time. You're not going to be happy all the time. But when somebody walks up to you and say, "Sing us one of your songs from Zion," you have to be able to step back and see that as an opportunity for you to tell them about the goodness of God. The goodness of God which propels you to keep following Christ. You know, there are so many people who are watching you without even telling you that we are watching you. So the way you live is the way that they get compelled to even think about the things of God. Have you heard that other people will look at a set of Christians and say, "If these people say they are Christians, then I don't want to be part of that"? was the kind of songs that I was singing. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your particular problem is. But you got to come to a place where you can sing unto the Lord a new song. A song that will challenge even you to look at God differently. A song that will challenge your family to look at God differently. Yes, there are diseases. Yes, there is poverty. Yes, there is a lot of things that we don't want to talk about. This weekend, last weekend, 2 weeks ago, we've all watched the news and heard about what is happening in Europe with immigrants just flexing into Hungary and into Austria and into Germany and into every country that is in that area. Yes, those problems are there. You watch something like that and you're like, God, why is this happening? If you are there, why is this happening? But the Bible says that it is so that the glory of God will be shown. It is so that the glory of God will compel somebody to move for Christ. Yes, it is unpleasant. Yes, people are dying, especially kids. My God. But it is so that the glory of God can be shown. But I got news for you. That glory of God is supposed to be shown through us who are followers of Christ. How can you experience God if somebody who professes Christ does not show you the experience of God? We pray every time. Sometimes we pray in our own rooms. Could you imagine if, as you are praying, God appears right in your room to you? You probably die because your heart is not, it doesn't have the capacity to take that, to see God in your room. So you're going to see God through me. You're going to see God through your brother. You're going to see God through the guy who lives down the block who plays loud music. You're going to see God through him. Could you imagine that because he played loud music, you didn't like him? Because he wears a very loud cologne, you don't like him. Because he speaks as he's chewing, you don't like him. But yet that is the person that God is going to bless you through. So how are you going to align that so that you can see him as God sees him? We have to be compelled to see people through the eyes of God. So sing unto the Lord a new song. And that means that you will have to change your attitude. You'll have to change the way you see people. I like Lionel Harris a lot. He's from Louisville, Kentucky, and he's a brilliant talent because all of his songs that he wrote, or even if he was singing somebody else's song, he has a way to project the things in the song for you to see God in a very different sphere. So one of his songs that he wrote that I like a lot, it says, "Make your heart an open door." Make your heart an open door. He says that as Christians, sometimes we are so smart because we know that to whom much is given, much is required. So you would rather not exhibit everything that God has given you so that no one expects anything from you. And he says, the God that we profess, if he does nothing in our life, we have to live in a way that God will cause us to see people as he sees people. God demonstrates love to us in so many ways. And unless we begin to see people as God sees people, yes, the guy that lives down the street, you got to see him as God sees him. You know, the guy that begs for money in that corner, You got to see him as God sees him. When you begin to do that, it means that you are singing a new song unto the Lord. The hope is that as we live for Christ, we would see God in every aspect of our lives. We would see God in everything that we do. That we would see God even in places that sometimes you don't think God is there. You know, so whether you are sick, maybe you went through a divorce recently and people think, oh my God, I don't want to talk to her or I don't want to talk to him. Because as Christians, we have the tendency to frown on things that we think are not spiritual. So when somebody goes through a divorce, instead of the church getting together to support them and make sure that they are restored, we look at them like they just have two heads. We make people feel wrong because they've done something that we as Christians think it's wrong. Yes, it might be wrong, but that is between God and them. So sing unto the Lord a new song, even in that situation where you can help somebody be restored back to God. So maybe you are in here and you have a child who doesn't listen to anything that you say. When you say one, they say 100, you know. And sometimes you just don't even like to deal with them. So sing unto the Lord a new song in a way that that child will be restored. That child will be brought back to Christ. So maybe you are in a marriage and you don't really get along very well because so many things have happened. See, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we are Christians. And so even in our marriages that are crooked, we should sing unto the Lord a new song. So maybe you are a student in this room and studying doesn't come very easy. I know it doesn't come very easy. You have to do a lot to get it done. But you see, you have to be able to see your studies as a worship to God. In a way that somebody will be motivated. You know, people say to me, no matter how much you know, there's always somebody who knows better than you do. Right? Okay. I also want to tell you that no matter how things get difficult for you, there's somebody who is in a deeper hole than you are. And so even in that situation, you sing unto the Lord a new song. My friends, as we begin to do that, God will use his glory. God will use his grace. After all, he gives us grace that is so free and we don't have to pay anything for that. So if you should boast of anything, boast of the grace of God, which is free and abundant and is renewed every morning. We don't deserve it. God gives us freely. So as we receive grace from God, you should also extend grace to other people because it's a cycle. You know, I'm sure some of you in this room know about a show on A&E called Hoarders. Sometimes when I see an episode of Hoarders, I want to really see what's in there. You know, so I sit and I unplug and I watch. So the last one I saw was maybe a year and a half ago. There was this lady who has so much stuff in her house. So much that there is no room for her to even live in that house. She just walks over stuff, moves stuff sometimes. And then just, I mean, there's no room in the house. Even if she wanted to clean the house, there was no room for her to clean. If you are in this room and you receive grace and you keep taking grace from people, you keep taking grace from your family because they are good to you, so you just keep taking and taking and taking. You become like a hoarder who is just hoarding all this stuff But the thing is, it gets to some point where if you do not have enough room in your house, it means you can't take in any more. But remember, what you started taking earlier on is still sitting in the house, so it's stale. You know, like if it's bread, it would be called stale. Nobody wants to eat it. The birds wouldn't even eat it. So you got to release, you got to clean your house so that there will be more grace for you, so that you can sing unto the Lord a new song. You got to come to the page where you see the grace of God on your life every day. And as you see that, you would also understand why it is important for you to give grace. Develop songs that you can sing unto the Lord, both physically and spiritually. Because sometimes when you're faced with a problem, it looks so big. You know, sometimes it is so big, you are afraid to take a step. So you just stand there, and people keep going by you. It's as if you're not leaving, because people keep going by you. But you have to come to that page again. You always have to find your way back to that page where you can sing unto the Lord a new song. So if you like contemporary music, find songs that you can sing. You know, just go to the internet and specifically go to YouTube and put in top 100 worship songs. It gives you a whole bunch of music that we sing in our churches today. Something that you can live off of. You know, sometimes people say that when the devil comes to you, as a matter of fact, when you go to the New Testament and you read about Jesus' account with the devil, when he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and went into the wilderness and the devil came to tempt him, the devil will say, if you would do this, I will do this for you. I'll give you that. The way that Jesus battled that was to bring a scripture back to the devil and say, but it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. See, you need something like that. You need something like that. When you are told that your mother is sick, you have to come to the page where a song will just come into your heart. There's a guy called Clint Brown. If you YouTube him, you would get a lot of songs. He sings a lot of prayerful songs. One of his songs that I like a lot, it says, breathe on me. Breathe on me, Holy Ghost power. Yesterday is gone. Today, I am in need. So, Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. If you are the kind of person that likes hymns, there is also a song that says, breathe on me. As a matter of fact, let me sing it to you. I'll sing the first verse to you. And it goes like this. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. You see where I'm going? So as you get up in the morning, you start your morning with a song like that. I read a book recently. And the title was, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. It says that when you wake up in the morning, you have to consciously invite God into your life. When Jesus Christ was about to leave, he told his disciples, it is important that I go away, because if I don't, the Holy Spirit will not. And then he said this, it was so important. He said, when the Spirit of God has come, he will lead you into all truth. So if the Spirit of God is the one leading us into all truth, how is it that we can start our days without inviting him into our lives? So when you get up in the morning, you should be able to say, good morning, Holy Spirit. You are welcome into my life this morning. Have your way. Take your place. Glorify yourself. Because it is then that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. So sing unto the Lord as you wake up. Sing unto the Lord as you lie down. Sing unto the Lord as you dream. Sing unto the Lord when you encounter people. Sing unto the Lord in every aspect of your life so that God will be glorified. Pray with me. Father, we thank you so much for your word this morning. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us. And as you have spoken, Lord, I pray that we would hear you. Lord, tune our hearts and our ears and our minds unto you. Holy Spirit, come and direct our affairs. Come and take your place. Come and have your way. Come and lead us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen.